2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts,
Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
Home of BYU Sports. KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte here, and it's the first show in the month of March, and you know, when March hits, it's a special time of the year. It's NCAA tournaments, conference tournaments. It's a great time for basketball fans. And after having it taken away last year, we're so glad to have it back this year amidst the global pandemic. And to join us now to talk about the upcoming WCC tournament, we're joined by BYU basketball assistant coach Cody Feger on the program. Cody, welcome on into the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me on here.
Yeah, so appreciative to have you on as well. And just so glad to be back here in March. And, you know, a year ago at this time, it felt like the WCC tournament was the last sign of normalcy. Matt and I were both out there in Vegas to watch you guys. And just to think of everything that's changed in the world today, you know, just kind of can you reflect on maybe what this past year has meant for you and where you guys have grown as a program the past year?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was, like you said, been a great year, but just kind of a long year. You know, we ended that WCC tournament on a loss, and the season just kind of ended, right? Just kind of like, what's the movie Avengers? It just kind of just went out, and it was like, not the end game, but what is it, where Thanos just snapped his fingers and poof, everything was gone. That's the way it felt. Is that
Infinity,
right?
Was it Infinity War?
Yeah, kind of Infinity War, and it just felt like everything was fine, and then we just lost everything, lost our season, lost everything. You know, it wasn't that bad, but yes, it sucked losing all that stuff. And then, you know, Jake, all those guys graduated, Yoli, TJ, you know, kind of went off, and, you know, G League and different things like that, and then we need to start recruiting again. And that was done over Zoom. That's where the Zoom life came in. I'll tell you, I wish one thing I would have done is bought stock in Zoom. What, you know, last February, I'd be, you know, killing this thing right now. So that's one thing I wish I would have done and known before. After that, you know, we just hit recruiting really hard, like I said, with Zooming and talking to our players every single day, Alex Barcelo and, you know, Connor Harding, all the guys that were on the roster, Colby Lee, Richard Harwood, Wyatt Lowell, kind of, you know, went through the deal. And like I said, we worked hard to sign a couple guys, and then, you know, we didn't know if we were going to have games. It was just kind of a weird, weird year. And then we got to November and we were able to play, and we started off the non-conference 9-2, and that was really exciting. And we lost some games here and there, but we're what, 19-5, and really excited about this upcoming WCC tournament. I know that was kind of me talking for a long time, but you know, it was just a long year.
Love that summary, Coach. And now you're at a point where you're one of the hotter teams in college basketball. You're continuing to rise up the bracketology in terms of a potential seed. Why do you think this team has been able to kind of crescendo to this point in the season?
One thing that, you know, Coach Pope and, you know, kind of the whole staff and Alex Barcelo, the leader of this team, is just kind of want to stay fluid throughout the year, right? Like, we are not going to let anything make us respond in a specific, you know, we are going to stay the course, do what we do every day and think about getting better. And our team has just kind of bought that mentality and just thinking about that every single day. And that's kind of got us through this. Hey, we don't have a game against San Diego. Boom. You know, we just practice at San Diego and then get ready for Portland, you know, fly to Portland that night and get ready to play them. I mean, we've just stayed fluid throughout this whole thing and not let anything just bother us or bring us down. It's on to the next thing. Hey, we just got to figure out how to get better and win this next game. So, you know, our Coach Pope started with that, and then our team kind of all bought into it. Alex Barcelo, our leader, Matt Harms, Brandon Avery, all three of those guys have just been so willing and just wanting to get better, and they just want to win, you know. So they took a huge chunk from what that team did last year for us with Jake, Yoli, TJ, Zach, Dalton, all those guys, and taking another step with that. I think we're playing well right now at the end of the year is just because that's all we've been focusing on as a team. You know, that's what these guys are excited about. I mean, it's March, you know, 5th today, and we had a great practice today to get ready for Monday.
Talk with BYU basketball assistant Cody Feger here on KSL News Radio, and you mentioned those three seniors with Averett, Barcelo, and Harms. Coach Pope's always talked about this, and your whole program's talked about it. Seniors are magical. What makes these three seniors so magical?
The thing that makes them so magical is all of them, I guess, who would have thought those three guys would end up at BYU at the end of the day, right? I mean, I think that's the part where I think about every day, like how lucky I am to coach Alex Barcelo, Brandon Averett, and Matt Harms here at BYU. And what makes them special is, you know, Alex came from a winning program at, you know, Arizona, a really good program. Matt Harms also. And Brandon Averett, this is his third program. Oklahoma State, they won. You know, he was the starting guard on a top 40 team. And then was at UVU and then came here. And those three guys have just only wanted to win and get better. And that's just trickled down to everybody else. And I think just their path to get here and how coachable they are, and you know, everybody on the team just loves all three of those guys, and they've just been such great leaders and great people here.
Those guys, plus some other signees and freshmen, you guys have played a different style of basketball than what we saw last season. When I say you, I'm referring to the coaches and the players here. But what are you guys most proud of in terms of the way you guys have been able to shift your identity from one year to another?
I mean, that's the thing that, you know, Coach Pope, his mantra is the same thing, right? I mean, I can talk about the same stuff every day, is getting better every day, and how, you know, how we respond is we can't be the same exact team as last year. I mean, we had 1 through 5, those guys could pass, shoot, you know, everything. And this team has a Matt Harms, who we have to play ball screen defense a different way and this and that. So we had to shift a lot of things defensively. We've never been a down team pushing away from ball screens. And that's all we've been, just to force them into Matt. And then the other thing is offensively, we've got guys that are really good on the block, that are good down there, and then really good offensive rebounders. Like last year, we were one of the worst offensive rebounding teams in the country. And this year, we're one of the top ones. And then shooting has always been a thing that, you know, we're top 30 in the country now, top 35. Last year, we were number one. So we just had to adjust on kind of what shots we're taking. And it took us a second to figure out the best way to help this team make shots, too. And we've done that way better in the last 10 games.
All right, Cody, we got to take a break here on Cougar Sports Saturday. We'd love to have you on the other side. So if you can hang tight, we'll take a break here. And then we'll be back with Cody Feger, an assistant coach down at BYU, to talk some more BYU hoops after this. So stay with us. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
Cody Feger's our guest here on KSL. And when you talk about shifting things, I imagine you guys want to shift, have a different outcome this year in the WCC tournament. That Monday night spot is I think it's kind of underrated how tricky that is for a program like BYU, where you guys don't practice on a Sunday. You're the last team to touch the floor in Vegas in the whole entire tournament. What's maybe going to change with the approach and how you guys are going to get ready for this Monday night tilt compared to last year, where you guys came up 1 point short?
Honestly, it's the same thing. We think about this stuff relentlessly all day, every day, on what could we have done better last year for that team? What did that team need last year? And that's the same thing we're doing this year. So this year we're changing up a little bit. We're actually going to do a little 8:30. We can get in the gym at 8:30 Pacific time for an hour. And we're actually going to do some live stuff to kind of get our guys moving a little bit this year in the morning there. And then tomorrow, we are actually on Saturday, we're going to do an 9:30 in the morning practice here for an hour. And then we're going to come back late at night at 8:30 at night and do another little hour practice. So we're going to make it try to feel exactly like the game and do exactly what we're going to do, so our guys will see it and feel it, and we'll be ready to go Monday night.
What makes senior guard Alex Barcelo such a good leader? We hear that term so often. He's the leader of the team. He's a great leader. Why? What makes him a great leader?
Alex Barcelo. So as soon as he was, as soon as those guys graduated and were done, Alex was like, I want to lead this team. I want to be that guy. And everybody leads differently, right? Everybody kind of leads differently. You know, Michael Jordan led this way. Kobe led this way. LeBron leads this way. Alex Barcelo, how he leads is what he wanted, is he wanted to contact these guys every single day. So he's sending text messages. He's the first one in the gym. He's the last one in the gym to leave. He's sending these guys quotes. He's the guy that brings everybody in at all times. It's not like he's the guy that's yelling at everybody every single day, but he's the guy that sets the tone every single day. And he's wanted it. And this has kind of been his dream. And he's so happy. This is exactly where he wants to be at this moment. And that's another reason why our guys are playing so well down the stretches. He's leading them because he still has all that left in the tank, and it's been phenomenal to watch.
You know, with the month being here at March and tournament season and all of that, Coach Feger, what changes for the fan that's listening out there? They always hear, you know, wait till postseason. It's a different game, especially here in the NBA when you hear the Utah Jazz are atop the standings, and then they're like, well, you know, wait till the postseason. It's a different game. What changes at the college game in the postseason? Is it, you know, the style of play? Like, what, for our listeners, what change from your vantage point have you seen in postseason basketball?
So the best way I can think of postseason, and actually I was actually thinking about this today, so it's funny that you asked, but I was like, how can I describe this to some of our guys today? Is these guys are in college, right? And the next day, you know, you're able to come back to practice or do this and that. Well, when you take a step and you're professional, that can be over at any moment. You can get cut. You can get dropped. You don't do this. You don't do that. You're done. Right. And so that's playoff time. Like, all these guys are going for somebody else's plate, you know, somebody else's food, like trying to take food off that guy's table and this and that. And that's exactly what postseason is no one cares. Everyone's throwing everything out, and, you know, Pepperdine or you name it, they are going to try to beat us because they want to keep on playing and they want to make a name for themselves. And that's the only thing they're thinking about. Like the guy at Colby Ross, he's playing for a contract, you know, and that's what makes it so much harder, because everyone just puts every ounce of effort into winning these games, because everybody wants to, you know, kind of make a name for themselves, and that's where it is. It's just everyone's going so much harder.
Coach, what are the keys in the coaching staff's opinion for BYU to go on a run in the NCAA tournament? What do you guys have to do well to achieve those goals?
Yep. So the main things that we've been focusing on the last month or so, and we talk about it every day as a staff, and we talk about it every day as a team, is number one is our physicality and toughness. Like, we want Matt Harnes, Alex Barcelo, those guys, Brandon Avery, those guys setting the tone with physicality, whether it's a rebound, whether it's a screen, whether, you know, it's getting a catch, everything with physicality. And then the next thing is communication at all times. We want all guys talking. So we're doing a ton of different drills with communication that makes everybody talk on every single possession. And the third thing is protecting this ball. And, you know, we just talk about different things that we help our guys protect the ball, whether that's play faster, play with more pace. The other thing is we talk about either getting to a jump stop when we're dribbling, or keep our dribble alive, you know, not just jump in the air and throw a pass. Those are just a couple of things that we're working on, those three main points right now to help our team grow. And we feel like if we can do those three things, that we got a chance to play for a while here in March.
That is BYU assistant coach Cody Feger. And we appreciate his time as the BYU basketball team. They'll practice tonight here in Provo. Tomorrow they will jet down to Vegas. And then, as you heard Cody say, Monday morning very early, they'll get a chance to walk the Orleans floor, get a little workout in, and then they've got that late 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time tip. It's going to be a challenge. They still don't know who they're going to play. If you had to guess, Mitch, who do you think BYU will play in that game Monday night? I think it's going to be Pepperdine. And I think it's a great opportunity for BYU too, because Pepperdine is a team that beat BYU. They're one of the few teams in the WCC that did indeed beat BYU. So you've got a chance to avenge that loss in Malibu against Pepperdine, and then you've got an opportunity to play possibly and probably Gonzaga on Tuesday. And the thing that I love about potentially playing Gonzaga, because let's be real, I don't want this tournament to happen. I never did. I just didn't think in a pandemic day and age that it was worth playing a conference tournament. Get these guys to the thing that matters. But what I do like about playing Gonzaga, and you brought this up in hour number one, Mitch, is there's no better team in college basketball. So win or loss, that's unbelievable preparation for the NCAA tournament.
It really would be, and I think that it's an opportunity. Again, we're maybe putting the cart before the horse, if you will, because they got to get by Monday. And if they play Pepperdine, you know Mark Pope's going to be losing sleep going up against Pepperdine, because that team gives BYU headaches with Colby Ross and Kessler Edwards. If they play Santa Clara, that'll be unique, because it's a team they haven't played the entire year, and they meet up in the conference tournament. Kind of strange deal there. But I think that if they play Gonzaga on Tuesday, which it should be those two teams on Championship Tuesday, they're far away the best teams in this conference. I think, yeah, it would be a good opportunity for BYU to potentially improve their seed line too, because you see today Joe Lenardi's got him at 7, the 7th seed, and maybe if a few teams lose, and maybe BYU can move up to a 6 if they beat Gonzaga. I mean, if they beat
Gonzaga,
that would
be an outrage.
They should be a 5.
Yes, thank you. I was just going to say, if you beat Gonzaga, you beat the greatest team in the history of the planet, in your opinion, Mitch. They better move more than one seed.
Yeah, they should be at least a 5. I mean, honestly, it's funny how, you know, BYU's in the net rankings, what are they, about 20, 21, somewhere in there. I got to check today. But it's like, oh, they're projected as a 7 or an 8. Like, what? Why can the net rankings not be a barometer of, like, hey, that you know, top 20, they should be what, a 5? Like,
right.
I mean, I don't know, but
21's a 6. Or, well, yeah, but
I know it's tricky. I know it's tricky with BYU, and they have limited options.
It's
because
not
of
that
the
tricky,
Sunday
Mitch.
Rule.
Don't give the committee any more ammunition to bump them down a couple lines.
I know
it's not that hard.
I'm using their angles here, like, oh, they got the Sunday play and this and that. But, you know, I think that if they play Gonzaga, though, I hope that it's not like a blowout. Because I remember there was a WCC championship where Gonzaga just blew BYU out. I think it was the year with Heath Schroyer a couple years back where BYU won 24 games. Get to that game, play competitive, and I think that would serve you well going into the March Madness where it's like, hey, we just played the number one team in the country, gave it our all, or maybe won the game. You can hang with anyone. So I think that would be – that's the positive. You hope that opportunity poses itself coming up on Tuesday night.
We got to get to a break here at the midway point of Cougar Sports Saturday. On the other side, the ultra-competitive top five.
Yes.
We'll get to that, one of our favorite segments. Always a good time. We'll do that next here on the program. So stay with us. It's Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.